Let's bring him in, ladies and gentlemen, and let's find out what we're expecting now through Monday. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning, Marshall. Good morning, everybody. Well, first things first, we have a front that will be coming through late today. All week long, I was forecasting the chance of a late day shower. I took it out, but you could still get one. There's a couple of showers in the vicinity of Syracuse this morning, and they're moving southeast with the front, but I'm not impressed. So a warm day, 75 to 80, and then behind the front tonight, clear, 45 to 50. Your Friday will be sunny, about 70. Friday night's going to be pretty nippy, especially for Marshall. It's going to drop down to about 40. Saturday, sunny, about 75. Sunday, the remains of Harvey come across the area with showers in the mid-70s. And Monday, we're in the low 80s with a mix of sun and clouds and nothing more than a spotty late day thunder shower.
So now on Sunday, the showers, is it going to be a cloudy day all day?
All day.
Okay. And showers off and on, heavy showers, light showers?
I would say there could be some heavy showers, even though the computers say no. My past experience with tropical systems always tell me that the computers try to weaken them much too fast, and they just don't weaken that much. So I think, you know, it's going to be kind of wet on Sunday.
All right. Well, what's, you know, one day out of all of them, what the heck?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, and Saturday, like I said, we'll be okay. Sunny. You'll see clouds beginning to come in the afternoon. And the showers could arrive, you know, very late Saturday night and then move out by Sunday evening.
I'm wearing my shorts again today. I want to hold on and wear the shorts as long as I can.
You go right ahead. It's going to be 80 degrees.
I know. It's a little chilly in the morning when you go out in shorts.
Right. Yeah. But you get over that. Get over that. So meanwhile, the computers are forecasting another system along the Texas coast next week. The thinking is that it will not develop into a tropical storm, but nevertheless, it could still bring some heavy rain to Texas and Louisiana. Harvey right now is in the northeast corner of Louisiana, and he will move right across New York City on Sunday, what's ever left of them. Then we go out to the south central Atlantic where we have Irma, almost a hurricane, 70 mile per hour winds, and that's an estimation. They don't send planes when the storms are out that far. Now, it costs money to send the planes in. So they're estimating it through satellite pictures and things like that. To me, it looks like it's pretty much a hurricane at 75. It is going to be a Lollapalooza, Irma. There's no doubt about it. All parameters, all models are forecasting this to be a super hurricane.
And where's that going to wind up?
We do not know. Don't let anybody kid you. No one knows. Right now, the track is basically westerly. And by Monday, Labor Day, it will be approaching the Leeward Islands. Now, from that point, it's anybody's guess. Will it move toward the Gulf? Will it turn abruptly north and stay in the Atlantic, or will it head toward the East Coast? So far, and all the model ones that I've seen this week, let's see, we have had Florida, we've had Georgia, we have North Carolina, and we have Maine. Those are the places with each model run that they were bringing this hurricane. So as you could see, it runs the gamut. Up and down the East Coast. So, as far as I'm concerned, all bets are off with that. Right along the African coast this morning is another blob of moisture that could become Jose. So, we're watching a lot of stuff, Marshall.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. Well, you know, I posted on Facebook this morning, and I know I'm going to sound like a cranky old man, but I am a cranky old man on this. We'll start off in 2005 with Hurricane Katrina, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It was the fifth hurricane of the season. We all know what Katrina did, okay? Then let's go to Superstorm Sandy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember when Superstorm Sandy was?
I think If memory serves me correct, let's see. I don't know. Is that about
2012.
2012, about 5 years ago.
So in 2012, that was 7 years after Katrina. We as a country, as a state, and everything made the same mistakes as 2005.
And now here we are in 2017, and we made the same mistakes as in 2012.
It's, and I'm not just talking about the federal. I'm talking about the federal. I'm talking about the states. I'm talking about FEMA. When are we ever going to learn that when the National Weather Service puts out a prediction that, you know, people should evacuate, that mayors will listen and try to get as many people out of low-lying areas as possible? When are we going to get a government that, instead of waiting 2 or 3 days in to send helicopters and stuff, has all this stuff waiting within 200 miles of these sites where they might get hit so they can go right in?
Don't ask me. They did that thing with Katrina. Katrina, the ships were over North Carolina. And then Bush sent them into the Gulf of Mexico following Katrina.
I just, when, as a government, both state and federal, are we going to learn to, you know what? I don't care if it costs $1 million to evacuate a city. Evacuate it. You know, we now have had, in the past 20 years, the 13th largest city in the country, and now the 11th largest city in the country, basically taken offline.
Yeah.
And look what happened to New York.
Yeah. Subways flooded out. Everything was closed.
When are we really, really going to deal with this?
I have no idea, Marshall. And of course, you know, with this also comes the fact that, you know, they still allow buildings or building right along the shoreline. And yeah, we all know it's a gorgeous place to be. Let's face it, Marshall. There's nothing nicer than to have an absolutely beautiful home looking at our beautiful ocean.
And look at that plant that exploded in Texas today. Their emergency generators, which are needed to keep things cool and everything, no
right.
one's learned from Fukushima. And when that happened, move your generators on top of the building.
Mm-hmm.
Get them out of the water zone. Well, I mean, what is the matter with Saul?
Don't ask me. And, you know, a look at the tropics right now is very scary. I mean, everybody has to be on alert from Maine to Texas. You have to be on alert. It's as simple as that. So, you know, hopefully, you know, the governments in all those states have learned a lesson now and are watching this intently.
All right, Pat. I've done my beefing for the day.
Yes, I hear you.
I'll speak to you tomorrow.
All righty.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center, of course, with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.